We're here with Matt Casanova, a.k.a. Ghetto Guitar, for Season 6, Episode 3. So to start off, can you give some background information about yourself?
Name is Matt Casanova, a.k.a. Ghetto Guitar, just like you said.
Hey.
Repping West Haven, you know what I mean? Also used to go to CCSU. Shouts to, you know, I mean, the Blue Devils. Been playing guitar now for about 10 years.
How did you start?
My boy Matt, one day we just chilling in his basement, back like junior year of high school or whatever. And, you know, he's a guitar player and he started playing some stuff such as like Iron Man by Black Sabbath, some Ozzy Osbourne stuff. And the riffs in those are like really, really hard riffs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
grungy.
Yeah, and they sound really cool. It's like, it's just a certain way they sounded to me. And I was like, I want to learn how to play that. And to put the guitar in my hands, honestly, I just fell in love with it.
Have you taken any lessons or is it all you?
All me. Never took any lessons.
That's awesome.
Definitely. I don't refuse to take lessons, but I just believe that if I take lessons, I'll start to sound like everybody else. You know what I mean?
You want to become yourself.
Absolutely.
You want to make your own lane.
Yep.
I like that.
Appreciate it.
So you're also a producer, right?
Yep.
So what is your beat making process?
Usually I start off with the guitar first. You know what I mean? Honestly, you got to get the vibe right. That's really important.
Yep.
You got to always have the vibe right, because if there's no vibe, it's going to be really hard to create without nothing. So always make sure the vibe is right. I just recently bought like one of those light-changing things. And so I can just kind of like set the vibe
right. Set the mood, yeah.
Absolutely. Kind of might roll something up, you know what I mean? And then just get to the guitar, grab that. You just sometimes just find a string.
Yep.
And just see what sounds right. Just seems what sounds good to me. And I go off with that. And from there, I might kind of just start building around it.
Yeah.
And from there, we just take it.
That's dope. With it. And you just like are playing, and then if you find the right thing, then you use that as the loop, or like do you record like a maybe like a 2-minute session and then take whichever section you like the best out of that?
Nah, I don't do all that. Sometimes I just do like I'll get the loop right, you know what I mean? Cause like the 2-minute session I could do, but I'd be trying to save as much time as possible. So it's just like get the quick loop, find that perfect one, and then we're just gonna build on that. If I want to add more to it, I'll always add more, but I just want to get like that first part down first.
And then you just build off. That's dope. Going into the next thing, I want to dive into some of your old videos. The first one is the M. Charles official brick dance at CCSU. Talk about that. I see that really resonates with you.
Yeah, man. Like, we didn't really have much to do. Well, that's one of the reasons why I didn't really finish school. I was just like a lot of messing around. I didn't really focus.
Fooling around.
I didn't go to class much. So I was in the room one day, bored, me and my boy Sean. Shouts to Sean. He graduated. He's doing his thing right now for sure. And we just, I don't know, man. We just start fooling around. The bricks dance, like just doing a dance to Gucci Mane's bricks.
Yeah.
And we just cooked that up real quick. And there's like people in the comments say like, nah, that's not the real dance. And like, you know, like we was doing something stupid.
Just having
like,
some fun.
Damn, man. But yeah, that's a classic one. I might take that one off the YouTube at some
that's
point.
That's old. I think, 2009, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Wow,
that's
man.
When I started some stuff up over there.
Speaking about 2009, you did some old covers. So you had the One Love Trey Songz guitar cover.
Yep.
And then you had the Jay-Z A Star Is Born and Rihanna Rockstar 101.
Yeah.
So which one was your favorite back then?
Out of those?
Yeah.
Probably the One Love one, because that was just like the most surprising, you know what I mean? Like I will always say that it's the most nostalgic, because it's being in my parents' basement, and the camera I used, like a handheld camera. I just set it up on a tripod, and it's like the quality is just real crappy, you know what I mean? And this I was like really just like playing by ear then, and for some reason it just got so many views, man.
Yeah.
To this day it's like it sucks. Like I don't like it. I don't like how it sounds. Like, sometimes I can't even go back to my old videos and listen to them because like this doesn't sound good.
But you're ever expanding, and that's the thing. You're gonna not like it, but other people are gonna find that. They're gonna be like, "Wow, this is dope."
Yeah, that's why. So I like to keep it around. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's cool just to kind of like look back if I wanted to, but it is definitely hard to do that because.
What is your personal favorite one that you've done out of them all?
Guitar remixes.
Yeah, from back in the day. Because you got a lot.
Yeah, I got a lot of them. Maybe it might be Rockstar, honestly. Or it could be the one I did with Travis for Travis Scott was like really fire. I did 3500
with Future, right?
Yep. And a lot of people thought that was like Mike Dean that did the remix.
Yeah,
Mike Dean is somebody that works with Travis Scott closely. And I wish it had gotten a lot more clicks. Like, I always wish that about all my remixes. Like, I wish they had got more clicks. But that was definitely, like, one of my most favorite and probably most insane remixes that I've done.
Yeah.
Especially the most professional ones.
I feel like a lot of people are definitely going to go back to, they're going to find your stuff now, and then they're going to want to see the evolution. So that's the thing, that you might not get that many plays, even though you do get, like, a couple thousand on them. But, like, people are going to go back in, like, 2 years. They're going to be like, yo, look at him back then.
Yeah, definitely.
And so they're going to start running up, man.
Hope so. Appreciate it.
So let's talk about the Urban Memoirs.
All right. Urban Memoirs, yeah, the blog. That was a blog that me and my boys had.
So how did this start?
You know, when you're chilling with your boys and you're just, like, smoking, I mean, just talking about everyday type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of took it upon ourselves. It was me, my boy Caesar, my boy Brian, and Ronaldson. Just decided to cook it up. You know what I mean? Just kind of, like, talk about everyday topics. But we always had, like, a outside the box point of view. So some stuff was satire, some of the stuff was just, like, really serious, but, you know, we were just like young guys that just always want to share our opinion on things, you know. No matter how silly it sounded or how good it sounded, we just wanted to kind of put that stuff out. And we thought it was going to be like a good platform. But, you know, lives start happening. Like, that was, like, a few years back, so we all kind of were just, like, getting up doing stuff every now and then. And then, you know, you got to work, you got girlfriends, you got, you know, life, just things come around. So
yeah,
that kind of died down. But it was definitely fun, a fun thing to do.
You had the W-mentary, at least one of them.
Yep.
Was there any more that were up that you took down, or was it just that one?
It was just that one. Just that one documentary.
And were you the one interviewing the guy?
Nah, that was my boy Brian.
Okay, so it was all you as a collective.
Yep, definitely.
What about No Scrubs?
The No Scrubs remix.
Yeah.
I love that song, man. Like, No Scrubs is, honestly, I'm pretty sure there's, like, is there a guitar in that? Like, regular, in the regular song? Da-na-na-na. Or is that piano or something? I think it might be piano.
It might be
like
a piano. I'm not sure.
I remember looking that up and trying to figure out what that would sound like on guitar. Because, like, there's some things that I do, like, try to look up and try to learn how to play, especially back in the day with, like, Ultimate Guitar Tabs.
Yep.
Definitely use those.
That was key back in the day.
Heck yeah, man. You know what I mean? For, like, a lot of the alternative rock songs I was picking up on. But for No Scrubs, I learned that. And
by ear?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And I just wanted to add to it, man. And I was like, I think that's, like, the first ones where I started to, like, not actually record myself making the video, but started to, like, record and start actually doing some layers on top of stuff, trying to become more dynamic, and so I just started creating, like, my own cover art, little crappy cover art and shit, and putting that up there.
Hey, it works, though.
Definitely. It's got to do what you got to do. That's what people don't understand. Exactly. Like, you really do got to take it into your own hands sometimes, no matter what, and just do what you got to do.
Exactly, bro. I was telling some kids that were in here a couple hours ago, and I was, like, telling them about you, and I was like, listen, if he's done this for, like, 10 years, if he stopped 2 years into it, he wouldn't know where he'd be at 10 years.
Absolutely.
So it's like,
absolutely,
you just keep going with your craft, and you'll see yourself shining.
Definitely.
I saw that the Love Sosa guitar remix was at 34K.
Sure.
Like, that must be crazy, man.
Yeah, that was the one. That was the one.
That was the one that really set you up?
Yep.
Did you get any connections through that?
Definitely. I think one of the comments, it was either on that one, the I Don't Like one.
I think it was I Don't Like. I saw that on your Instagram.
Chief Keef commented, he's like, I'm going to take you with us. And that was, like, his real YouTube and everything. Like, I really thought, like, I was like, I bet, like, we about to do this. And then Young Chop had hit me up, and he had me, like, send some riffs out. And at the time, like, I didn't really know too much about producing. You know, I didn't really know too much about the industry, really. I just was just, like, a fan. I was more a fan of it. And I started crafting. I was playing around, like, GarageBand a little bit. And I started crafting a couple samples. And one of the ones that I had made, which I had put on my instrumental album, 1023, I had sent to him. And that's kind of, like, it's kind of how the work started getting up there. I started working with Young Chop.
That's dope, bro. What about this Sharing Gifts by Your Mother, Tanya Charles? That was big.
Shout out to my mom.
You produced that, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And it was spoken poetry?
Yep. She loves doing stuff like that, and I always appreciate her for touching on stuff and just supporting me and just, like, giving me feedback and things like that. So that was cool for her to put up there.
So you and your mother have a really close relationship?
Yeah, definitely.
That's dope. And you show her, like, everything that you release? Yeah. She gets a, like, little sneak peek?
Yep, definitely. Got to put her on to this stuff, you know what I mean? Got to introduce her to what's going on and, like, who the artists are. And, you know, she's starting to really recognize who they are, and when she sees it, like, oh, okay, that's so-and-so. Okay, that's so-and-so. And so, that's cool. Definitely.
No, that's big. Family is like the most important thing, and especially if they support you with your craft, that's even better, man.
Absolutely.
Going into the Lil Baby and Gunna moments, how did you get in contact with Turbo?
just reached out to him on Instagram, honestly.
Really?
I listened to a lot of DS3 on my way to work.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely like back in February last year. Remember like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Like shit was just crazy, you know what I'm saying? And all I kept hearing on certain songs that I liked a lot was like Run That Back Turbo.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that all the time. It's like, all right, who is Turbo, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I started looking, like doing my research. Like I said, I'm a fan first, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I want to find out, you know, who these people are, that the music that I'm listening to that I like. And I hit them up because I just realized, like, I kind of feel like I have a sound that they might be able to rock with. Like, I really am rocking what y'all doing.
Mm-hmm.
And send some samples up. And one of the samples that was sent up there was Sold Out Dates. Mm-hmm. And the belly sample was sent up there in the same pack.
Oh, really?
Yeah, definitely. And then wow. I had sent him some more stuff, and he just recognized, like, you know.
This kid's working.
Yeah, definitely.
That's cool. What about Ebony Ward?
Ebony, shout out to Eb, man. That's like a manager,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? So to have somebody like her part of the team is just a blessing for real, you know what I mean? I never had anybody like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, she really cares.
Absolutely, she cares, and she does things the right way. Like, she's really a boss, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? And I respect that about her, you know what I mean? I respect everything that she does and how she goes about her business, and I just want to learn so much more from her, but she's definitely an influence, like a big part of what's going on right now.
That's awesome, man. So talk about your first time at SOBs when you first saw Gunna perform Sold Out Dates.
That right there, man, that was a...
special moment, I bet.
What? That was just like... Yeah, I can't really explain it, you know what I mean? Just to kind of like... Because you're starting to get the experience now, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? You're starting to really see what it's like and how they move and stuff like that. So you're going behind, you're back there with them, and you're just like, you're just vibing with them, you know what I'm saying? And just, it's like, it's time to go on stage and pop up there. You're walking up there with them and stuff.
Yeah.
Sold Out Dates drop. It's like pandemonium. It's just like.
Everybody's going crazy.
And they know the words, you know what I mean? It's just something you always dream about.
Yeah.
Obviously, something you always dream about. And then for it to be like that, it's just like, man, I want to keep doing this for real. It's inspirational because you just really want to keep doing it. It's like, I
can really do it now. Like, this is real.
This is real. Absolutely. Yeah. This
ain't no
real.
Fake shit.
Nope.
Then they performed it at Rolling Loud and the crowd was singing along. I saw the Turbo video. That's
yeah,
crazy, bro.
That was really another one where it's like, damn, man. Like,
that's Rolling Loud.
This,
like,
is touching, this is touching all the people right now. This is touching all the people.
Bro.
That's something I always wanted to do, have guitars that touch all the people.
Mm-hmm.
And that was shown like just off of one song, you know what I mean? Like, that was really hitting.
And even more on that one song, the Making of Louis Vuitton video. It's like they used a Sold Out Dates song.
Yeah.
Virgil Abloh was shouting. That's huge, bro.
It's the more stuff that it's hard for even me to wrap my head around, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? A lot of times it's just like, gotta keep working, so I haven't really had time to just like
appreciate it,
sit down, sit back and realize like, oh, this is what's going on right now.
You gotta smell the roses, man.
you're right. But yeah, that was definitely an amazing moment, and just more blessings. Like, that was incredible.
Yeah,
was
man.
Incredible.
And now Drip Too Hard is platinum in less than 2 months. That's crazy.
Shout out to Turbo for that one. Like, Turbo, man, he's my brother, man. He's really out there working for real. Like, he's
yeah.
definitely helped put me in position. Really about to just a lot more great stuff coming.
Really, I'm excited. Anything off of Drip Drip Too Hard 2? Is it Drip Too Hard 2 or is it Drip Too Much?
It's gonna be Drip or Drown 2.
Drip or Drown. Yep. Yeah.
So we definitely got some on there. You know what I mean? Definitely gonna mm-hmm. have people look out for that one. That comes out February 22nd.
Yep.
I'm finna fly down to Atlanta this week, actually.
Ooh, is it for the release party?
Yeah.
Oh, bro, that's gonna be cool.
Definitely.
So I also saw Kevin Gates has this track with you guys coming out, and you don't know when it's gonna come out. But speak on that. How did you get in contact with Kevin?
I don't even know. Honestly, I think Turbo. He had reached out to Turbo and stuff, mm-hmm. and saying that he liked that sound.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I always keep sending Turbo stuff. You know what I mean? No matter what.
Send him loops.
Absolutely. Gotta keep it coming. Gotta keep the work flowing. Even when I'm not in town. You know what I mean? Like, I just gotta keep it coming. Keep the mm-hmm. ideas going. And I think he had sent him some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing, he had called me at work. This is when I was still working at the job a little bit. And he was like, yeah, with Kevin Gates sent us some stuff. Sent us like a song back.
Yeah.
Like, what? And he sent me the video. I was like, man, this is crazy, man. Like, this is really...
On IG, just like... Like rapping it, like with your beat in the background, like
I always see rappers post those type of videos mm-hmm. and like rapping on the beats that producers send them and shit.
Yeah.
And like producers always post them. It's like, that's cool. Yeah. I like some of those myself.
And then it happened.
And then it happened. Yeah, Kevin Gates especially. I love Kevin Gates. He's a dope ass artist, man.
Bro, he's crazy. I remember when he dropped Luca Brasi 2, like, bro.
Man. I hope that track drops. I hope it drops.
Nah, I was looking for it. I was like searching online this morning, like, where am I gonna find this? And there was no title, no nothing. So
I probably gotta put the hive out. You know what I mean? It's like everybody be like, yo, Kevin, make sure you drop this track. That's what everybody be doing. So I'm gonna have to just join that wave real quick.
Do it, man. Talk about speaking at the Ready Music Conference. How did you get that plug?
Shout out to Tia. You know what I mean? She definitely
shout out Tia.
Yeah, definitely. She's an amazing person. She put me on to that, and she is kind of like, she's one of the people that I was just like talking to, and she like recognized what was going on and stuff like that, just like appreciated it and gave me the platform to talk about what I've been doing and where I like started up at and where I'm heading right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a really dope experience because I just remember just being like somebody in the crowd, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Just so to then be able to speak on my experiences. And just like also to be able to inspire people about like, you know, just going through what you
can
go
do
through.
It.
You know what I'm saying? Like somebody, yeah. it's very real life. It's all mm-hmm. very real. It's not no make believe stuff. It's not no doorkeepers, anything like that. I don't believe in that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just really believe in hard work, hand to hand, networking, doing what you got to do and just believing, just putting the energy out there and it's going to come back. So
mm-hmm. that's the biggest thing, putting the energy out there, man.
Absolutely.
All positivity too. And you get positive energy back.
Always. I really believe that.
I saw that you performed at the POC brunch as well. Talk about that.
Yeah,
that
was
cool. That's an experience.
Yeah, definitely. Again, shouts to Tia, man. She just always put me on the good stuff. I was looking out. That was a dope experience to be able to do that with all the, just so many creatives. You know mm-hmm. I mean, just to witness that when so many people come together, especially from Connecticut.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, it's all for Connecticut.
All for Connecticut. Karen Civil just coming out there, also showing her appreciation and support for us and telling her story.
Mm-hmm.
That was it's just a moment. You know, mm-hmm. stuff like that in Connecticut is a moment.
We need those.
It's a culture change. We need stuff like that that's gonna really change the culture and it's gonna push it in the right direction. And that's like, shout out to Tia because she's out there changing history. You know what I mean? Like, she's making history.
100%.
And that was just, again, more inspiration. I love being around inspiration. Like, that's really what it's all about. I love being around people that's inspirational, just being around good vibes, because that's the type of shit that like helps me create more mm-hmm. music, you know what I mean? Just
expand, like, your craft.
Always, you know what I mean? Because I'll always sit back and I'll be like, I play by ear and I play by feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, it's not like I just like look for a note or anything like that. Depending on how I feel, mm-hmm. based on what happened in my life or whatever, it's how I'm going to play the guitar. And so sometimes that's how it works. Come from the brunch, I went from the brunch and I had to go to Atlanta after that.
Yep.
And I didn't get a chance to create at all in Atlanta because we were doing the Super Bowl stuff. And mm-hmm. came back to Connecticut, had so much inspiration to start creating the whole entire time.
That's so cool.
I love it, man. I love it.
What about this Bellagio video with Frankie Fire?
Shout out to Frank.
How did you meet Frankie?
Frank, met him a few years back through Matt, my boy Matt Griff.
Mm-hmm.
The one that taught
Same
me.
Same one that taught you to play guitar?
Definitely. Frank met him as a youngin'. He had always been to like photography. And I definitely owe him like credit to getting my brand, making my brand look more real, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like, getting the professional pictures on my Instagram instead of just, like, regular camera pictures.
Yep.
Like, phone camera pictures. He really had the camera, and we were just linking up, and we were just taking pictures, and he had the vision, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. One of the young dudes that had the vision, and he started getting into videography some more, and with him, I always just let him, like, take creative direction. Like, whatever you see, like, if I got a song for you, whatever you see, let's go with it. I'm down
let's
to do
it.
Let's do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really how I like to do it, especially with him. He's just like, his ideas is crazy. And that was like, it was random too, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, he's like, let me just grab my camera real quick. Let me just try to shoot some stuff. And we did. And then he did the drone scene and stuff like that.
The drone scene was fire, bro.
He does great work, man. If anybody needs videos, hit up Frankie. I had just came back from Vegas, so that's where the song Bellagio had mm-hmm. Got inspired from.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm pretty sure I saw, doesn't Frankie do a lot of Bugatti 203's work?
Yeah, he's out. Frankie is really out here working, man.
He's really working, man. I've been seeing him recently a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, he's somebody you should probably have on the show, man.
I definitely want to contact him and get him on here. Like,
yeah, he's dope.
He's fire.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about Playmakers.
Playmakers,
sir. That's huge. So signing to that, like, talk about that process. What that means to you.
You know, for a long time, I always wanted to be signed. Yep. You know what I mean? Because in Connecticut, for one, you don't really get seen. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have the mistake of being like thinking that when you're signed, you're just on. Mm-hmm. But really, it's just more of a battery in your back. You know what I mean? Yep. It's more of like a, giving you a platform and stuff like that. But more so for with playmakers, just coming together, my brothers, you know what I mean? Like people that that's just a genuine and natural vibe with, and we create really good music. And when we together, it's just it just makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So for me, it's just like I appreciate them for putting me on and bringing me on, because you know, it's hard to do it by yourself for one thing.
Yeah.
And for a while, I was definitely doing it by myself. And I was
a one-man marketing team is always not easy.
It's not easy, man. Yeah. Especially doing something where you're in your own lane too, and not everybody's gonna be believing in you at first until people like really start seeing you get on. You know what I mean? So that was really tough. But these are some people that really they seen it and they believed in it, and I'm just always grateful for that.
They saw your potential and they're like they grabbed you right up.
Absolutely.
And is that how you got in contact with Ebony? Is she now your manager through that?
Ebony and my man Anthony.
Okay.
So basically it's the Proud family. They also manage Gunna. They also manage Future. And so we got a lot. Yeah, it's a lot of adjustment, but it's a lot going on. You know what I mean? So it's a blessing to be surrounded by them and to be able to learn from such greats and people that I've looked up to, and to just be around that environment. It's just like
you said, surround yourself with people that inspire you.
Absolutely. People that you could definitely learn from, just like whenever you feel like you're the smartest person in the room, it's kind of time for you to get out your circle, you know what I mean? A little bit. It's time for you to just kind of move on a little bit. So I feel like this is definitely some next level stuff and next opportunity for me to learn and grow. And I'm just blessed for it.
Are we going to see some ghetto guitar Future stuff?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like we're going to, like I said, like it's levels to it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we're going to work our way up just like we've been doing. We are in no rush. It's always a patient game.
Exactly.
And so we're just going to, like I said, learn. To make sure we're gonna do things right, and we're definitely gonna get there. Like that's the guy, a lot of stuff that people gonna be seeing in the future. We're gonna be here for a long
2019
time.
All the way through the 20s.
All the way, man. All the way.
That's so all dope. I saw Weezy, Cash Money, AP, and Turbo all commenting under it saying congrats. That's so cool, man.
That's my folk, man. Yeah, Weezy like, always around. Seeing
he's had an amazing year.
Weezy going crazy. Definitely, like, just being around him, too, is just, like, inspirational, you know what I mean? Seeing his work ethic, his fashion sense, you know what I mean? Just, like, going to the stores with him and shit like that, like, that's just stuff that I'm just, like, I see how y'all moving for real. It's really
this
inspirational.
This is the scene.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, just taking it all in, just playing my lane right now and then picking it up.
That's so dope. So, who else do you want to work with? Anyone out of CT?
Definitely. There's a lot of this. I keep my ear out to a lot of people in CT, honestly. My man Say, shout out to Say.
Say's been killing
going
it.
Going crazy.
The whole out-of-tune movement is just awesome.
Him's, Muda, it's my little crybaby. They going crazy. Mike Green, really rock with him. Chill Shump is doing some crazy work. Definitely he's going to be doing some collabing and stuff like that.
That's perfect. And we're getting him on next week. So.
Yeah, he's fire. Gotti, we got to get some work done. And I'm sure I'm listening to a lot of people because I really do rock with a lot of the people that's NCT, you know what I'm saying? So
this movement's going crazy, man.
It's about time. And everybody got their mind right now. Everybody got their focus right. Everybody got their business right. Everybody kind of knows how to move now, you know what I'm saying? So it's a good look. It's a really good look.
We're becoming one big family.
It's about time. Because there was such separation for a long time.
Yeah.
A lot of like that 203 A6O crap. Like that's
bullshit. That's bullshit. Like how Say says that 1063. That's what we need.
That's what we need. You know what I'm saying? Like that's just a whole. You know what I'm saying? So that's it. Shouts to them for real. They definitely got a good vibe going on.
Exactly, man. So our next thing we're doing is discography details. How you thought up the riffs. Anything that pops into your mind when I say these song names. The first one we got is Got Me Some More by Wiz Khalifa.
That was a so with that one, I remember just like really breaking that one down, just having like a intro, and then just having it kind of change up a little bit in the mid, and just having it kind of be a whole riff at the end. And that was one of the first ones that I did for my instrumental tape, because I did like two of them, one called Trill Rock and one called 1023, and that was like a date that like changed my life forever. But yeah, so like that was Got Me Some More riff. That was one of the samples that I sent to Young Chop.
I can only imagine just seeing that go up and you're like, that's my guitar.
That was the first one, the very first one. I had never produced before anything, like never in the industry, nothing like that ever before. First song ever was Khalifa. That was 1023. That was basically the day like I started realizing, like, all right, this is
real.
Yeah, we can start doing this.
Well, bro. And then you had With the Kids with Wiz again.
Yep, shout out to Ricky P. That was more more folk style.
Mm-hmm.
And because I just like to experiment, you know what I mean? Like, why not try different, a whole bunch of different stuff, like crazy stuff. Like I said, like, I taught myself, so to me, nothing is really wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And With the Kids was definitely a little more folk. And I had sent that up to Ricky P. He had cooked that up. And that was just like a nice little drop for the folks, for the fans. Definitely shouts to T-God. Taylor Gang was definitely the group that really put me on, showed me a lot of
rope. Yeah, I was about to say, you had Stick to the Plan with Chevy Woods as well.
That was definitely like one of my favorite ones, honestly.
That one fire.
That's one of my favorite joints. Shouts to Ricky P again. That worked a lot with him. That's so cool, man. Yeah.
And then I saw SD had Burn One and Crazy 8.
Shout out to SD. That's the whole Chicago movement. You know what I mean? He was rocking with Chief Keef.
Yep.
And I was really like, for me, like Chicago, that whole movement, the whole drill movement was one of the influences in my sound when I was coming out doing my guitar remixes. And I just always wanted to keep it within the family, essentially. And Burn One was like, that was definitely acoustic guitar style, real acoustic. Recorded that, produced that all myself, and yeah, just ran with it. And that was like my first solo million hit track on YouTube.
Wow.
I was like, all right, we could do this too, you know? Yeah. So like, I don't always need somebody to just like co-produce it with me, because for a time I was like, damn, I feel like I'm never going to get a hit if I always feel like somebody's always going to be on it.
Mm-hmm.
I like to do one by myself, so that was like a real inspirational thing for me to get that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And now, look at you. Look at where you are now, bro.
Blessing. God's good, man.
How about Something Like You, that Ellie Sostre song?
Shout out to Ellie, man. Like, he's out of New York. Richie's got a new tape coming out, too. They had hit me up because I think it was like through Sledrin. Shout out to Sledrin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they had got some music. They wanted me to do a solo on it. And I love doing that type of stuff, too. You know what I mean? Instead of just creating the sample, just also just laying a nice solo on top. Because it's like some real performance stuff.
That's like the coolest thing ever.
Definitely.
I like that. How about Messed Up Hit by Hish?
That was a cool track. Who did I do that one with? I forgot how I did that one with Daniel. Sorry, bro.
Oh, no worries.
But that was like a cool riff.
How did you get in contact with him?
With Hish? Through the producer.
Mm-hmm.
Salato. Salato, he's out of like UK and stuff. And we just kind of linked up and he sent it out to him. It was just a different vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to send it out to, you know, different artists. Gotta get it. I don't want to be located in just one area. That's one thing that I always said, is just to spread the sound out.
Go global.
Global, man. Gotta be international out here. So
yeah,
that's definitely a sound that's just like, that could be heard anywhere.
Yeah, definitely. And the last one, shout out to your moms with CT Zone, Annoyed.
Shout out to Annoyed, man. Shit fire. He had brought me and hit me up. And I had laid some stuff down that song, so that was definitely just like a real cool vibe, real dope experience. We definitely gotta get some more work done too. We've been talking about doing some more like acoustic stuff, unplugs type stuff. So
definitely gotta get
that
work
done. Yeah, definitely.
I want to hear that. Definitely. Absolutely. What's next for you?
So, you know, I signed on as a present producer. You know what I mean? So we're gonna get a lot more tracks got out. You know what I mean? A lot more of the sound being produced from me. A lot more branding. I just feel like people are going to really know my name a lot more. I don't really won't have to introduce myself as much.
Yeah.
That's always been the
They'll
goal.
Know you.
Absolutely.
They'll be like, that's Ghetto Guitar. You that's know? Matt Casanova.
Yep.
Bro, I'm excited for that.
Thank you, man.
Where do you see yourself in 1 year, 5 years, and 10 years then?
1 year. 1 year, we're going to have a plaque. You know what I'm saying? We're definitely going to call that out. We're going to might have a couple plaques by then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Touring.
Yep.
Definitely going to hit a couple cities up. Performing on stage with Gunna, that's definitely going to hopefully go down. 5 years, international type stats, even for myself, maybe a little solo tour, you know, for myself.
Cool. Yeah.
Getting to that level. Just really just getting to that status of creating music, timeless music, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I want to be able to create, I kind of see myself as like a prince. I want to be like a prince, you know what I mean? That's like an inspiration for me, like a Buckethead, people that are just like always going to be around forever. That's something that I want to be, you know what I mean? So just like getting to that level of creating music like that and be able to spread around some more will be something that I see myself doing within 5 years.
That's dope. And 10 years?
Now, 10 years, we're talking, you know, maybe owning your own label type stuff, you know what I mean? Running your own little music business, signing your own musicians, that can even be within like the five-year type stuff. But bossing up, getting other people in position to win, you know what I mean? Like that's really the most important thing, you know what I mean? To be able to put your friends or people that you believe should have a platform to show their work off.
You know, when you see their potential, you want to do what Turbo did to you.
Absolutely. It's the only way. It's really the only way.
That's so great, man. Do you have any shout outs that you want to give out before we end today's interview?
Shout out to y'all, man.
Hey, thank you.
You know what I mean? Like, y'all really just, I appreciate this. This is really dope. What y'all doing for CT is really dope. Showing the love, appreciate, man. That. That's fire. Shout out to Turbo. Shout out to Jet. Shout out to Playmakers. Shout out to Gunna. Shout out to everybody out here in CT. Shout out to my mom, dad. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Whole folk. But you know, just shout out to everybody that's been supporting. Got a lot more stuff on the way. That's pretty much it.
I'm excited, man. So this ends season 6, episode 3. Thank you and have a good night.
Slat.